For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This Thursday is the Chiefs pick at the end of the first round once again. I think that's being used too much of as a crutch for Brett Veach. I think it's the only, it's like a constant, like, lived, like, built-in excuse for his lack of finding star players. I'm not saying he's a bad drafter, because I think that that would be overly harsh and unnecessarily harsh based on what he's done. But if there is something that Brett Veach needs to do better, it is in finding more top-end level talent players in the draft, depending on the spot. I understand it's harder to find in the first round because you're picking at 31, not picking at 10. But people find star players in the second, third, fourth, fifth rounds all the time. Puka Nacua was a fifth-round pick. We had mentioned previous guys in the Chiefs' history, including Chris Jones in the second or Justin Houston or a million other players we can kind of go through that cycle of that are found in those rounds. And at this point, his best draft pick is probably Trent McDuffie.
No doubt.
Second is either Trey Smith or Creed Humphrey, depending on if you value where they took the player versus production versus just level of player. If it's just level of player, I think it's probably Creed Humphrey. As second, if it's value to level of player, it's probably Trey Smith. He finds plenty of starters, guys who stick around for 4 years, 5 years. It's just not a bad thing, but he does need to find more stars. I don't think that that's crazy. Why is it crazy to be like, find more star players?
The way he's drafted is why the dynasty exists. It's why it exists. It's why it's been prolonged. It's why they were going for a three-peat. Sure. Well, some of the names you mentioned, I'd like a Puka Nacua as well, Cody.
I would have liked that as well.
What you mentioned, I think, are a couple outliers, though. You're like, oh, there's some guys that were drafted in the fifth round or whatever. Like, sure, there it happens every year, every couple years, where there are diamonds in the rough that turn out to be star players. No doubt. But I would argue, now, I think you're specifically talking about skill position.
Or high-end
I think
starters.
You're talking about skill position, because I would push back on they haven't found high-end start. Creed Humphrey, best center in football. Yeah. Trey Smith, one of the best right guards, about to become the highest-paid left guard, or right guard period, I guess, in football. Right, George Karlaftis, he's not a star, but he is becoming one of the better edge rushers in the league. Trent McDuffie, top three corner in the NFL. And you gave him credit for that when I heard you.
Yeah, Trent McDuffie's a star player. He's one of the best corners in the league.
Rashee Rice, we are going to find out more. I mean, he potentially last year with the start of the season prior to the injury, I mean, heck, I think you thought he was going to be a 1,300-yard wide receiver. So we're going to find out this year on him. I get what you're saying.
It's six full drafts, not a small sample size anymore either.
I know you think it's an excuse, but I do. If you're drafting 28 to 32, you can't tell me your job at finding said star skill position player is not tougher than just about everybody else in the league. So, I just think it is. Yes, I would love for this year's draft if they went out and they found the next top five running back in the NFL with their second round pick and a third round pick, and it's a running back. I would love for that to be the case, but if they draft a running back in the third round and he turns out to be like the 8th to 12th best running back, they end up drafting a defensive tackle that ends up being a top 15 defensive tackle, that potentially could end up being even more beneficial for them. It's why they have gone on the run that they've had, not because they drafted one player and busted out all the other ones. They have drafted multiple players that have been starters. We even acknowledged last week, this year's draft is more of a starter draft, maybe not a star draft. Look at the top end. Even if you had a top 10 pick this year, I'd be a little nervous.
I don't want to get stuck into the semantics argument, because the text line 816, come on, Patrick is the reason for the dynasty.
Yeah.
Not technically his draft pick. I don't I'm not saying he had, I think that this is like where we should live in a world of gray and that people don't want to. If we're talking about draft pick of record, it's not his draft pick. That belongs to John Dorsey. If we were talking, do I understand that he had a major factor in helping them come to the decision to draft Patrick Mahomes? Of course. But if John Dorsey just hated Patrick Mahomes, he wouldn't have taken him. It wouldn't matter how much my Brett Veach banged the table for it. So it's
my
like,
point
it's
about
stuck.
Veach and the dynasty being is the prolonged the prolonged years of success, the way they have drafted is why they were going for a three-peat. No kidding. If they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, duh, they would not be going for a three-peat last year. Obviously, I think we all are understanding they have the best quarterback in the league. That is why they have the rings that they have along with Andy Reid. No kidding.
Sure.
But the prolonged success since Patrick Mahomes become the starter, why they have consistently been that is also because they have drafted starter-level talent over the years, and you have to be able to do that prolonged because you can't just go and find starters and overpay in free agency every single
year.
Maybe
they're just not taking big enough swings. Maybe that's what's led to this, like, hey, we do okay, but we're not taking the chance, guys. And here's the truth. You are right. The prolonged dynasty is related to the ability to find starters. The reason why they can win championships is the stars, and the stars were all taken not at pick 31. Chris Jones was picked in the second round. Travis Kelce was taken in the third round. I'm not saying find Travis Kelce. I'm not just saying,
I also
hey, you
would
know,
love to find one of those.
It's about time. You, look, but the truth is, you do still have to find Hall of Famers, too. Like, that is part of the job, whether you like it or not. I'm not saying it has to be every year, but he is six full years into this, and at this point, he has found none that we know for sure, but look, McDuffie would have a chance based on the start of his career. Creed would have a chance based on the start. Those guys are not ruled out for that. They're not the people 3 years in the league that were like, well, that's a Hall of Famer. Although I'm not saying you would have thought that about Travis Kelce. 3 years into his career, that's a pretty early start. So I'm not saying that there's not still time left on it, but I think that's part of the reason I'm feeling more of that pressure now, is that the dynasty has been propped up by the three-headed monster of Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Patrick Mahomes, none of which he drafted. And I'm not saying, again, he didn't have any factor. He was a part of the organization for some of those decisions. Not all, but some of those decisions. But, like, he didn't take any of the, like, the Mount Rushmore of why they're the greatest team in the NFL. Those aren't on his books. Well, and that, so, like, at some point, those do have to become a part of it.
As time goes on, that'll be a fair criticism or how the, you know, the dynasty continues or does not. That is a really post-2025 question. That is a starting in 2026. Go through this roster. Look how many guys are on one-year deals. Like, a huge chunk of guys are on one-year deals, especially on defense, on the defensive line. A lot of guys are, you know, we can go through one by one. Hollywood Brown, one-year deal. Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, all expiring contracts, right? The defensive line, Charles Omeniu, expiring contract after this year. Mike Dant, I believe, expiring contract after this year.
He technically has a year after it, but it's like a dead
dummy year. Okay.
They could bring him back, but like the cost benefit doesn't necessarily.
So I guess what I'm saying, what you're asking them to do, he will have to do that as time goes on for them to still be where they currently are. I don't think, like, right this second, it is the...
I'm saying this year might be the year needs to start.
It could, because and that's how they could draft a lot for the future, more so than even immediate impact guys. Whether we're talking about trading up for a Josh Simmons type, that would be a 2026 and beyond draft pick, not a 2025 draft pick. There's a few players like that. But I think in 2026 is when there could be a complete shift of... You mentioned the core that has gotten there. That's when the big shift could change. And the pieces other than Mahomes that we talk about, that could be what they have to fill and figure out going forward. But for this upcoming year, that's why the draft is really interesting. Are they going to draft for impact guys in 2025? Or are they willing to take a couple high picks that maybe don't do much in 2025, but it sets them up for the next, you know, era, if you will, of Chiefs football?
I just kind of go through and, like, I think quarterback, this is why I feel like I expect your hit rate to be better. Other teams are having to do this while actively looking for a quarterback. You never have to do that, right? So, like, as much as you're
right, other teams aren't winning rings.
No, yeah. But he has to pick at 31. He gets a whole extra pick that a third of the league doesn't get every year, right? He gets an extra, you know, like, he gets more, but he does. Yeah. Like, not every team. I said a third of the league. I understand that, like, the Cincinnati.
I mean, there's
and
three
Buffalo
quarterbacks. There's probably three quarterbacks that are going in the first round this year.
I guess part of it is, and look, maybe it's not just skill position, because Rashee Rice very well can be that. I'll admit, Rashee Rice is the biggest unknown to all of this, because if he comes back from the injury and whatever, and he is that like 1,300 yard receiver guy, let's say Rashee Rice doesn't turn into that, but Xavier Worthy does. Way too early to know on either of those guys if the kind of player I'm describing is in there.